This episode of the Pensacola Expert Panel is sponsored by Inspired Closets. The opinions expressed on this show are not those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but are those of Inspired Closets and host Matt, Tracy, and Amanda. Now let's get inspired.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, joined by, two new ladies. Good morning. How are you? Amanda and Tracy from Inspired Closets, Pensacola. I'm excited to get to know you guys, maybe help reorganize people's lives, inspire them. You do more than just closets. And then we have a familiar friend. It's okay, I won't ignore you, and I'll get your name right today.
All right. That sounds good.
So it's spelled, I believe, C-H-R-I-S,
correct.
But pronounced Matt.
Yes, that is
okay.
Correct.
I think, is that French?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Something like that.
Listen, Gulf Coast Shades and Blinds, and... Right? I got that right.
Yes.
Shades and blinds, not blinds and shades.
Yes.
So Matt has joined us again. You guys are a partnership?
Yeah. So you met Ed that was here. Ed's part owner of Gulf Coast Shades and Blinds.
Yes.
And then Joe and I are owners of Inspire Closets, but they're sister companies.
Sister companies.
Yeah. So we do a lot of referral business back and forth with each other.
Okay. Very cool. Well, it works out because I have blinds in my closet. So, boom, we just morphed them all together, which
there
I feel like it's becoming a new thing these days where you can get that natural light in your closet. So a lot of people are doing that, or new builds are adding windows into the closet. So I like it because I don't like to have to switch the light switch on every single day.
Right.
So I thoroughly enjoy it.
As long as you have the right window treatment up there to know what can see in.
Yeah, that would be bad, okay? I'm not going to lie. That would be very bad. Hey, if you want to hop into the conversation, 850-437-1620. We always love to hear you call, but you can also text. The text line is open again, 850-437-1620. So, Amanda, I'll go ahead and put you on the spot. I'll start you off. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about Inspired Closets?
Well, Inspired Closets is a company. It's under the Stowe Company, and it's based out of Holland, Michigan, and it's a research-based company, and it's kind of unique to other companies because they actually went and did research, and so they interviewed people from New York to California, and they said, what are you wanting in a closet? What can we do for you? And so our whole company was statistically based, and that's how we kind of came and formed Inspired Closets.
Very cool. Okay, Tracy, I see you trying to chomp at the bit to add to it. No, that's okay. So then I'm going to go ahead and ask a question. What was the number one thing that people asked or wanted in their closets?
What they wanted in their closets was a designer to come in and find out what needs they were wanting, to not give them a design that did not fit their lifestyle. Mm. They wanted someone who was going to inform them of the process beyond the design, what they needed to do to their closet to prepare it for the installation process. They wanted to be informed. They wanted the designer to be upfront with them.
Sure.
Even price-wise, they didn't want to get a big design that is, say, $20,000 and not even know what they're really getting.
Okay.
It doesn't even fit the needs of.
They wanted everything mapped
for.
Out. Mm-hmm. Very good. I would probably say, and maybe Matt, you can say the same too. A lot of people want functionality and, I guess, storage or organization or all three combined.
They do, and they want the process to be simple. That's the main thing. So we can go in where we can come in and we do a free consultation on their site. They can visit our showroom, which is at 3603 North Palafox Street, which is open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4. But they just wanted a simple process on organizing can be overwhelming. And they want that process simplified, so we go in and meet their needs. We don't really try to sell. As I mentioned the other day, we go in to try to solve a solution for their different closets, pantries, home offices, a lot of things that we do, garages, but provide a solution to help them easily stay organized and meet within their budgets. Because we can do projects that are a variety of range of prices to make sure we're meeting their needs.
Okay. So any, it's not just like your run-of-the-mill throw some shelves in, just so you know. I want to be very clear. If you haven't had a chance yet and you're listening and you're just tuning in, and of course this is your Pensacola Expert Panel, we bring on all sorts of experts, and this one is one of my favorites because I might have a smidge or a splash of OCD just, you know, stirring around inside of me, so staying organized is very important to me. In fact, I just was saying, it's a little ironic that you guys come in today and yesterday, like the one of the rods that holds up my shelf in my closet fell and knocked me in the head while I was reorganizing my closet. I'm like, okay, I see you. I see what you're doing there, God. But it's not just your average, throw a couple shelves up and then boom, you're done. You have to go online and take a look at the gallery because there are so many more options available.
Yeah, everything's custom made. We come in and measure and try to utilize every space possible, which the closet will allow us or the space will allow us. When you run into angled walls, sometimes there's some challenges, but that's what we have Tracy and Amanda, and then we also have another designer, his name's Jeremy, that are part of the team that we can come in and give you the best solution to maximize the space that you have with a custom closet. So everything is finished. If there's any parts of the closet that may have because as we talked about the other day, not everything's square. Walls aren't square. So there might be some little gaps. We try to finish those off with different pieces of scribe or different types of molding or crown molding or floor baseboards. So we finished it off so it really looks nice and really is just it's a custom closet, something that you can be proud of.
Very cool. And if you don't know what you're looking for, y'all do in-home consultations, right?
Yes.
For
yes.
People to come and look at the space that you're trying to take over. And it's not just closets. I know you mentioned a couple of other things, but what are some other areas of your home or office spaces, workspaces that you can come in and help people with?
We can do pantries. We can do office spaces. We also offer Murphy beds. That's a new one to our company. We offer, did I say laundry room already?
No.
Laundry room, reach-in closets.
Garages,
walk-in, master bedrooms.
It's basically anything but the kitchen cabinet.
Okay.
So one thing I did at my house, you know, we always want to learn and experiment with different products. And a little bit later in the show, I want to mention why we selected Inspire Closets to be our supplier. But I have a house that was built in 1973. It has the old-fashioned two closets with bifold doors. I took that whole closet down and put in a whole sunken-in wardrobe, and it looks really nice. So it really maximized that space. It allowed me to have a little bit more space, and my wife was allowing me to, so I was kind of happy.
Just say how it is. We take up a lot of space. Yeah. It's okay. It's totally normal. I mean, we like the shoes. And sometimes it's opposite, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to say, it's not all just us. For me, it's not really the shoes. It's the hats. I have too many hats. So if you guys can help with an entire way to have the hats accessible but within arm's reach,
we can. And another thing that's nice with us is we'll work with your if you have an electrician, if you're doing remodeling, we'll work with them where to put outlets in case you're putting lighting, special lighting in your house or in your closet space. If you have to remove baseboard and add baseboard, we work with your other contractors to make sure that the final result is exactly what you need.
Okay, so my next thing, it's one of the things I noticed that people are, it's kind of, I want to say a trend that I saw a couple of times. I love me some, you know, home and garden and reading and watching and all of that. Hiding your safe in your closet in a discreet way, that's not just like, hey, well, no, this is my safe here. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like can be hidden behind cabinets. Is that mm-hmm. something that y'all offer as well?
Yes, it is.
Very cool. I love that.
Little hey, James Bond action there,
okay,
right?
I was just going to say that. Just like, yeah, also hide my superhero outfit in there. You can just do that. Or like a revolving door where you like get into the back of the closet and you come out like on the other side. I'm motioning, a very awkward motion. But yeah, you spin around, you come back out as, you know, one of the Incredibles. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Amanda, Tracy, and Matt are here. We're talking inspiring your closet. Yes, it's not just about your closet, though. Maybe you have a garage space. Garages, I feel like, I don't know, that's a battle. That's a battle. I don't even get into it. I just shut the door and walk away because it's not my space. I feel like, you know, that's the man's space. Go ahead. But what are different ways to reorganize your garage space just to make it more functional and not just like stuff thrown out there in a storage unit?
There's a lot of different ways to organize your garage. You can do different types of shelves. You can do cabinets. We offer some hook boards, which is a really good way to hang your bikes up or any kind of tools. So anything that you need to organize in your garage, you can hang on those. There's some good hooks that we offer throughout our third-party vendors.
Oh, very cool.
There's slot walls. So the main thing is we can have your garden stuff here. We can put your coolers here, your fishing gear here, your tennis here, and your golf clubs here. So we have a way to work with the client to meet their needs and what they need to organize and keep organized.
Very good. That's the other thing is you get organized. Like somebody comes in and is like, here, let me put all these things, and then keeping it organized is a whole other thing. If you can come and teach my children, I will pay you the big bucks. Okay? Like, I don't know. We've always put the shoes in this one spot. I don't know why I keep putting it in the other spot, but that's fine. I totally get it. But I love that. And I love that, you know what? This is more than just a closet or a space or a laundry room. It's the functionality behind it helps the overall ease of your life. And I don't know if you have any like stories that you can share where people, after they've been able to go through that transformation process with their space, whether it's their office space or, you know, even just a laundry room. I mean, hello, a lot of people live in their laundry rooms pretty much. If they're not in their kitchen, they're in their laundry room. And so having that space organized, you know, do people come back and be like, man, you changed my life because now everything is so much easier. I'm not fishing for that sock that fell in the crack and I'm, you know, trying to hunt for it or whatever.
Right. Tracy, tell me about the Popes. Tracy's done some designs where we have customers coming back getting additional closets at a later time now because they're very happy with the whole process and want to keep adding to the experience.
Very cool. They did.
They had a master bedroom and a pantry as well. And we went back one day just to meet up with them and just checked to see how they liked their design, and she loved everything, sat down with me and actually had me design 4 more closets in their home.
Wow.
That she wanted to go further with because she was just so happy with the organization she received from her system that she designed.
Man, that is so incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. We had this one customer, they had a home office and we redesigned it, and within 2 weeks their business doubled.
You didn't
say the story had to be true, right?
Really? 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 Come on. Listen, they can make you money. I'm just teasing. 850-437-1620. What is the average base cost for a reorganization of a closet? That's the question.
Well, of course, so there's 2 types that we offer. We have a floor mount and we have a wall mount. And the wall mount is typically going to cost you less money because there's less material involved. And so going into like your typical wall mount closet, it might be between $1,000 and $3,000 to begin with. Now, if you want to add in doors or drawers, mm-hmm. again, that's more material, so it's going to cost more money. But that's kind of where I like to start, is just with a wall mount, with all shelves, and then as my clients like to add more things, then we can go from there.
Well, one thing we do that's unique from our competitors, you can go to our website, you can go to the gallery and look at some designs, and it'll estimate what that cost is. So you have you already have an idea what it's going to cost, so you aren't sticker shocked all of a sudden when someone sets a design for you.
Yes. Yeah, actually, while you're chatting, I'm checking out your Murphy bed. I totally forgot those things existed. How cool. And there's this one picture in the gallery. It looks kind of like it could be an home office / guest room. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the one thing where you don't want to have wasted space. And we see that a lot in homes, which I'd rather have nothing than just a bunch of stuff in that area,
correct.
You know? And so having that ease, and yes, right below the picture in the gallery. And of course, you can go to inspiredclosets.com. And of course, there's /locations in Pensacola. I have this all pulled up. Pretty much Google is your best friend, right? And it brings you right to everything. But yeah, you can click on it and see, hey, to have that home office and also be able to have your friend come and stay with you, and you're not like, oh, here with the air mattress. That was about, I'm trying to motion like, this is me blowing up an air mattress over here online, and this my hand is the mattress and my finger is the air pump, and you're like, just give me a few more minutes, and you're like turning blue, or oh, well, now you can plug it in the wall. But it's so much nicer to just pop down a Murphy bed. So if you don't know what a Murphy bed is, right, I don't know if kids, people younger than me would know what it is anymore, right? Like when I was growing up, I thought you were the coolest thing ever if you had a Murphy bed or a water bed. I'm really glad the latter is not a thing anymore. And or is it? Matt, do you know?
I have no idea. Okay, I know I took one to college with me that I had.
No, man.
Maybe that was my alter ego, Chris.
That was Chris talking. That was just Chris. Well, he is behind us. Yeah. But Murphy beds are pretty much like where you can hide the bed in the wall and then pop it down when you need it. And I think that now that minimalism is taking over, are you seeing more people, you know, go in that direction of using the Murphy bed?
Yeah, there's some. And a lot of people that have kids that might move out for college and they don't have, really have a guest room, but they want a home office, they are turning those rooms into an office with a Murphy bed so they can have the guest room as well.
Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we want them to come home. That's always a good idea. I remember also when like built-in beds were a thing. Do you remember, like, or you would like cut out a cove in your house and then you had like all the shelves? And now I look back, it actually wasn't the worst idea because it was tucked away and there was extra shelves and everything. But the Murphy bed to me kind of like reminds me of like, I don't know, you walk into a room, it's like, oh, this is a closet. Nope. Boom. You ready to go? It's time to go to sleep. Good night. And it just makes everything a lot easier. You can work out in the room, right? And you still use it for that. Or do yoga or whatever you do. Your home office. Everybody is working from home these days. Mm-hmm. And then also, of course, get your window treatments too.
Yes.
don't want to forget Gulf Coast shades and blinds as always. And so when you guys do installs and you're working together, are y'all all a part of like a project together? You get them involved on like, even if, let's say if it's an office that you're morphing into a multifunctional space, does Gulf Coast Shades and Blinds come in with the whole process too in helping
sometimes,
you?
Yeah, okay. We mentioned to them that we have a sister company that could, especially if they're doing a remodel.
Sure.
Since we're already in the house and our prices we believe are fair and win-win situation, mm-hmm. that a lot of times we earn their business with that as well. But they are separate companies and run as separate companies. But we do mention that the sister company would love the opportunity to earn their business as well.
Very cool. I love it. Hey, it's 10:23 here on News Radio, 92.3 and AM 1620. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Amanda, Tracy, and Matt from Inspired Closets. Okay, here is a question. Do you come in and actually do the reorganization with us? I guess like after you build it, do you help people like stage?
We have it. Okay. But I guess we could, you know, we'd have to put that as part of the quote. But generally the idea is to get the closet designed, help design it, and we're meeting their needs. But we can go from there, but we're more than happy to help if we need to.
Very cool. Here's another question. 850-437-1620. I love questions. Please keep them coming. We'd love to hear from you. You can also call 850-437-1620. Do you use the wire system? I've had issues with those in the past. I don't know what that is.
We do not. So wired system is something that you can purchase from Home Depot. They go on the wall. A lot of times we've seen people, you know, a lot of people like to overload their closets. Uh-huh. And it's just an angle, 90-degree angle with a wire shelf sitting on top of it.
Sure.
And a lot of time we'll get called, hey, my wired shelf fell down. You know, 'cause it can't support much weight, especially if it's installed incorrectly. But all ours is thermally infused furniture-grade wood to make sure that we can keep each board straight. You know, there's no warping involved, and it's custom made. We have different depths you can use if you need to. We do, you know, we have rods that can sit inside those. So it's pretty functional and really nice.
Okay.
But no wired shelving.
Sorry, I didn't know. I'm sorry, you just taught me. I was like, what is the wire? I thought they meant with like electrical. Listen, you're the expert. I'm not. That's why I hit the buttons and you answered the questions. Okay, here's another question coming in. 850-437-1620. Yes, keep them coming. Good morning. Some people are popping and saying good morning. Do you do the full organization like the Home Edit Gals? Have you seen that show? The Home Edit?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, goodness. Not. We should watch an episode during the break. So pretty much they go in. I mean, this is back when I had Netflix still, which I don't anymore. But pretty much they go in and they help reorganize people's closets. And just so you know, Inspired Closet does more than closets. Like, let's say somebody is like a hardworking doctor and they just are constantly disorganized and living a fast-paced life, and they just go to the same outfits all the time because they don't want to deal with the stress of going to the back of their closet where they've shoved all their boots from 1989. You know, these girls come in, they pull everything out, they get to know your lifestyle, you know, how you need to wake up and be able to get to scrubs. You need to be able to get up and get to your hats and your masks and your all that, like, or gloves, whatever it is. And so they walk you through that whole process and then pretty much create like a streamlined process in the closet. So when you get up, you're not, you know, pulling everything out and trying to count your belts and, okay, which one is this? It's just all there for you. I imagine that's a part of your process.
I guess there's a little, because we want to meet your needs, but to doing a full organization of your materials, mm-hmm. You guys can answer that. We don't necessarily get into that.
Maybe you can open up a whole new team.
We can look at that. We look at that. We like to, when we start business or start a new product, we want to be the experts at it. And there are experts out there in organization by each piece. Mm-hmm. We are experts in putting up the closets and putting up the space needed to get that organized. So we can help recommend people, do some research to find people that are actually, their business is the full-fledged organizer, where they come in, say, all right, you got to get rid of this, you're keeping this.
Right.
There are people in this area that do that.
But you can tell us, hey, I have 42 pairs of shoes.
Right.
I want to make sure I have enough space. Or I have 100 blouses. We'll make sure that you have enough hanging space.
Good point,
for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
As long as the space is there for it.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we can't create space.
Yes. Yeah.
That's true. Have you ever, like, converted a bedroom into a closet?
No, not yet. Yeah.
You, with your little hutch that you put in your back family room?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I guess I did.
Very cool.
We have a back room that I created a wardrobe. We have a Murphy bed back there as well.
Hey, there
and
we go.
It looks nice. Yes.
Yes. And then we created a system for clothes, has drawer space for books, mm-hmm. all be just flush to the wall, looks built in.
Okay. I love that. Mm-hmm. Very neat. Okay, here's one other thing. Do you do entertainment systems or centers? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so like beverage centers?
Yeah, I guess I don't know if they mean the TV or they mean...
We can help with that, help design that, yes.
I'm envisioning...
Yeah, we can put it, yeah.
We can.
Okay,
yes.
Very cool. Because, you know, everybody's...
If I'm getting this, yes, we can do that.
So I'm trying to do off-air motioning to them, like, and... I'm doing charades back here to explain to them what I think you mean, and at the same time they're guessing and also making crazy eyes at me, but it's totally fine.
Well, I would tell you, give us a call at 850-860-6119. Our consultations are free and we can show you what we can do for you. So we can design a nice entertainment center that allow for a TV, but could also have some drawers or cabinets for storage for games and blankets, pillows, all that kind of stuff. So yes, we can design that.
Excellent. Hey, we're about to take a break in just a moment, check in with the news, but what is the website for people to go peruse while we get the news?
www.inspiredclosetspensacola.com.
Excellent. All right. So I want you to stick around. I know when we come back, Matt has more to explain. I know you said you wanted to talk about something. And also I want to talk about just the process and how you walk through everything with an individual who's looking to inspire their closet. So let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Mark. Good morning. What's coming up in the news? Nope, we're not. We're going to wait. I guess we'll get a check-in with Fox News and then get a... oh, hey, Mark, I see you. I'm sorry. I was talking to you.
Well, I was talking in here to somebody else. So, you know, we were both just talking. We'll have more after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The Biden administration joins NATO and the European Union condemning the Chinese government hack of Microsoft email systems discovered in March. An international investigation finds a spyware product called Pegasus is being misused.
The spyware is licensed by the NSO Group based in Israel. An international alliance of news outlets says that governments use the software to target journalists as well as activists and opposition politicians. The investigation did not reveal who attempted the hacks or why. NSO says its product is intended only to fight terrorism and crime.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis loses a legal fight to lift the CDC's coronavirus restrictions on cruise ships. He says it raises a larger question.
Can you just have one agency in the government without Congress ever passing a law, just basically shutting down an industry?
A federal appeals court blocked a lower court ruling that would have ended enforcement of the CDC rules yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 10:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's cloudy, 78. We got some thunderstorms in the area. I'm Mark Jacobs. Residents at the Peachtree Commons apartment still picking up the pieces after that fire early last Friday morning nearly destroyed the community. The executive director of the Red Cross in Northwest Florida says so far the organization has given more than $10,000 to assist residents. Escambia County's unemployment rate up last month to 5.6%. That's up from 4.8% in May. A year ago, it was 8.8%. The state of Florida's rate for June was 5%. Up 0.1 from May. A man dead after an apparent drowning in Okaloosa County happened yesterday morning off Okaloosa Island near Miracle Strip Parkway. Somebody pulled the man to shore where CPR was performed. He died after being taken to the hospital. Has not been identified. Beach safety officials say he was 40 years old. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Highs reaching near 87 degrees. Overall, about a 70% chance of rain. The rain will continue into the overnight hours. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures dropping near 76 degrees overnight. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
78 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, 86 in Milton at 10:33. Our next news at 11 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Stocks are tumbling on concerns a rebound in COVID cases could slow economic growth. The Dow Industrial's down 759 at 33,928. The NASDAQ's down 142. The S&P 500 down 64. AMC Networks has agreed to pay $200 million to settle a long-running legal battle with The Walking Dead executive producer Frank Darabont and Creative Artists Agency LLC over profits from the hit show. AMC will pay $143 million to settle the suit and buy out Darabont and the agency's existing rights from the show and its spinoffs. If you're still waiting for that sofa you ordered in January, there's a good chance you haven't gotten it because of foam, or rather, a lack of it. A nationwide shortage of the material has compounded supply chain bottlenecks and delayed product deliveries in numerous industries, including furniture, mattresses, autos, boats, RVs, and appliances. Foam gives seats their fluffy feel and provides insulation for other things. That's Your Money Now.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel,
give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sonora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We're hanging out with Inspired Closets today. I have Amanda, Tracy, and Matt here. And Matt, I know you wanted to talk about something earlier. You said I have to talk about it later in the show, but of course, it, just like I called you Chris, I blanked. What was it that you wanted to tell everybody?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about why we selected Inspired Closets as our supplier, because there's several suppliers in the industry, and Joe and I did a lot of research. This was recommended to us, and I flew up to see, or actually the three of us flew up there. We wanted to see the production, make sure it was a company that stands behind their product. And with the research we've done, we felt this was the best company. They were the best company lead time-wise, the best company with their whole process, and their plant was very clean and was one of the best plants I've been in. I've been in quite a few around the world with the shading company. Mm-hmm. But we just felt they stood behind their product. It was the best product available, and that's what we wanted to be part of. So that's why we chose Inspired Closets.
Very cool. I love that. Thank you for sharing that with us. And hey, if you have a question, 850-437-1620. Okay, here's one that came in during the break. Do you also work with flooring companies if you need to refloor in the space that you're working in?
Usually the homeowner gets those contractors to work with them. Mm-hmm. We can help suggest some. There's one right across the street from us on Palafox that a lot of our customers use at Jones Flooring, but usually the flooring company, the homeowner or their GC already has that picked out for them.
Okay, very good. 850-437-1620. Feel free to call or text. Let's talk about like just the process where, you know, from the moment they call you to the moment you get to their home and are like, well, you could qualify for an episode of Hoarders. No, I'm just kidding. Although I'm sure, Matt, you've been working in this business for a really long time, or just being able to go into people's homes. So you have probably a ton of stories, but just like share that process. Of course, I was joking about the Hoarders thing. Share that process of just like walking somebody through from the beginning stages to the final stages.
Yeah, the minute we show up, we don't want to be overwhelming or have a presence that we're here to sell you something. You know, you called us with a need. We show up, we take our shoes off, we walk in, unless the house is under construction or is being remodeled, we take our shoes off and just sit down and start to talk to the homeowner. We develop a relationship with them, and as I mentioned the other day, that a lot of our customers become really good friends of ours in the future afterwards. But walk through the process, find out what they're looking for. We have suggestions for them for their needs. We work with them, usually takes a couple of days going back and forth where we'll provide a design. They may say, I like this, can we add this, or can you change this? Get to the design that they like, take a deposit, order their product. When it comes in, we schedule the install, and depending on how big the project is, it'll go anywhere from 1 day to 5 days, unless they're doing like every closet in the house. Could take a whole week to get done. We have an installer that is incredible. He has many years of experience. He's actually starting. He should be here today. He worked with a company, a sister company, Inspired Closets, out in Austin, Texas. Mm. But he's now going to work with us and has background in building cabinets from scratch. But we look forward to having him, because we know the whole process from the initial contact setting up the appointment, meeting with the designer, getting the product installed. We want them to have the level of professionalism that they can't get anywhere else. We take a lot of pride in that.
Very good. I love that. And I love that you mentioned that you become friends with the people that you work with. Mm-hmm. You didn't even say work for. You said work with. And so I appreciate that. And you have you meet all different price ranges for people. So whether you have a certain budget now, will you customize to that budget, or is there a budget you just can't reach?
There's some budgets we may not be able to, but we haven't lost a job yet because of the budget.
Very good. Hey, I just noticed you do entryways. I don't know why I didn't think about that before.
Yeah.
Like,
especially
you walk
with the book bags and everything.
Book
with kids.
Bags.
Yeah.
Yes. The kids and the school papers and all the things.
There's where you can put your shoes you were talking about. Why do you not, right when you walk in?
Right. Listen, there's don't get me started. We have a rant session coming up. 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna. I'm here with Amanda, Tracy, and Matt. We are chatting Inspired Closets. Okay, so I want to ask you each, what from each of you, Matt, I know you'll have probably a really good story, and I know you getting to know you a little bit more. What is your most fun project you've been able to be a part of?
Well, one is probably for me is I graduated from Mississippi State, big Mississippi State fan, all in the family. We just won the national championship.
I know.
But the customer that Tracy's been working with and designing for the last 2 months, I was installing their closet, and all we did was text back and forth every night about Mississippi State, going through that process, winning, you know, the regionals and stuff. So that was a real fun experience. So we talked more about baseball and upcoming football season than we actually did their products.
That's fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I love that. Excellent. Amanda, do you have one?
I do. I worked with a lady who had tried to go online and design her own closet. I guess there's some software. And so she had played with it.
Was she going to, like, nail it up herself?
I don't know. But so when she ended up calling us, she was so excited because we do everything on a software online. And so I could put in everything that she wanted and do it, customize it to her needs. And so it was fun because she had these great ideas, but she wasn't able to put them into the software she was using online. So I was able to do that in our software. So it was really fun to work with her and give her what she wanted. And it came alive right before her eyes.
I can imagine, like, her eyes lighting up. I mean, this, you get frustrated because you envision something in your brain. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a creator or a craftsman, and, you know, you can't just, I can hang a picture, okay, Matt? Don't roll your eyes at me. And even sometimes I actually can't do that. I'm not going to lie. But why don't you have decorations in your house? Because I don't know how to do it. But, like, you have that, you get frustrated. So having somebody walk you through it, you think that this is, like, you know, oh, you're just worried about a closet. No, this is a game changer when you get your life functional and you're able to just smoothly walk through, like you just mentioned before, an entryway, hang your jacket and your work bag and take off your shoes and then go live your life at home. It definitely is a game changer. What about you, Tracy? Do you have a favorite project?
I do. I am working with a family who had some damage, in fact, a substantial amount of damage due to Sally. And they are right now in a rental home, and they are in the process of having their whole home remodeled and fixed due to Sally. And so I was able to work with them and help them. She's never had nice closets, so she was super excited to be able to design, put in, and create her space. We still have yet to install them, but they are in the process. And just to work with her and then actually find out she was in a rental right around the corner from us. And as I was walking my dogs one day, and I'm like, oh, hey.
Oh, that's
and we
so
created,
fun.
Yes, and some of our kids actually go to school together, and we were able to, so now we have a friendship beyond even...
Oh, my word. If that's not the most Pensacola thing, I love it so much. Thank you for sharing that with me.
I have one more for you.
Yes,
so
tell me.
This is back in window shade days, as we have. But you mentioned, have you ever redone a bedroom into a closet?
Mm-hmm.
So I was out in L.A. I mentioned to you the other day I've done some celebrity homes.
I know.
So we didn't.
I'll get the dirt later.
Closets, but I was walking through the house, and I'll tell you who they are in just a second, and three bedrooms were changed into her closets, but each closet had this style of clothes. This bedroom had this style of clothes, so it was Fergie. So I got to
meet with,
yeah, and that's when she was married to Josh.
Oh,
Hamill.
My goodness. So, he didn't have a lot of clothes?
Oh, yeah. Tons of them. And so it was a lot of fun getting to know them. And Josh was actually at a new show he was shooting. This was in 2014. And we got done. We were waiting on him. So I just started walking around. And the dealer texted him and said, hey, we're going to wait on you here. And he's like, okay, just have some. You know, open up the fridge, get whatever you want. So we started drinking beer, waiting on him.
Of course,
a couple
you
beers.
Did.
And then he came home and started pouring us tequila shots. So we were just having a great time.
Oh,
and they loved
goodness.
Their winter treatments. And Fergie was really cool.
Who are you?
It was
you?
Fun.
What
it was just
happening?
Fun. I have pictures. I love a picture of Fergie, though.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yes, you just got cooler. I can admit it. That is so much fun.
It is cool.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's it. And that experience is, I mean, he just stays with you forever. Mm-hmm. I love that. Hey, 850-437-1620. We have a couple texts coming in. Also, I have Jack from Gulf Breeze on the phone. Good morning, Jack. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. My wife's closet is jammed with shoes, similar to Imelda Marcos. And I'm wondering, you know, if I want to do something special for her, how long would it take to just do the actual design and then get the product in and get it installed? That's one question. The second question is everywhere in the house is poor lighting. So she can't see things in the pantry, et cetera. What solutions do you have for that?
Jack, that's a good point. I forgot about mentioning this. So we can do lighting strips in the lights that are ordered and they're LED lights. And actually I have some of them hooked up to Alexa, or also with motion detectors that turn the lights on. But as Amanda mentioned earlier, if you just let us know how many pair of shoes that you need to design for, the design team can work on meeting those goals as long as there is space available for those number of shoes.
And we have something really special at Inspired Closets, and they have a unique name, and it's called a shoe shrine. So you can organize your shoes and set them up, and so your wife will know exactly where her shoes are.
Oh my goodness.
It'll light up. And
awesome.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you see,
that would be a first.
Jack, all I'm saying is give them a call. What's the number for Jack to call?
850-860-6119.
And you'll get husband of the year there. Okay? So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, thank you.
I love it.
I already have that.
Of course you do. Yes. You just get a second trophy and then you can put it in the closet. Hey, Jack, thank you so much for calling. You have the best day. 850-437-1620. I love that shoe shrine. That literally just sounds like all of my dreams. What is the difference between calling Inspired Closets and then just going to Home Depot or Lowe's and getting a closet?
Well, if you go to Lowe's, you need to know what you're looking for.
That's true.
You don't know how to meet your needs, how it's going to fit inside your design. Calling us, as we mentioned, it's a free consultation. Not only can we come out to your location, find out exactly what your needs are, and design to that exact space, mm-hmm. you can also come to our showroom and see some examples. We have 9 fully staged vignettes that was professionally staged by a designer that used to be on HGTV. He flew in and staged everything. And so that's the big difference, being able to have someone to help you that has experience in designing closets versus going to buy something, having to install it yourself, and then having too much stuff on it and it possibly falling.
Yes, and case in point, yesterday, trying to reorganize my closet, and I learned, now I know what a wired shelf is. Yes, thank you. And that's what hit me in the head yesterday. You don't want it to hit you in the head. You want it done right. And it's not just about just, you know, your closet. It's about your overall life and how it impacts you. 850-437-1620. So I can walk through your showroom and you have actual real life looking organizational systems for us to see.
Yes.
So it's not just closets. It's
Yeah, we have the entryway. We have a laundry room that has a washer and dryer in there. We have a butler's pantry, a boutique closet with lighting systems with the shoe shrines. We have a men's walk-in. We have a children's reach-in. We have a garage set up. We have an office with a Murphy bed. And we have a reach-in, a professional reach-in closet as well.
What's the most difficult area to make functional?
Well, really, none of it. As long as you have
space.
Like,
I'm a professional. Yeah, I've got this, Jenna.
We can help you.
Okay, very cool. I feel like reach-in closets are like either a hit or a miss. Like, if you go and buy a new home or you're renting, a lot of them just have the run-of-the-mill wire shelf across the top. But like you mentioned before, those rods that are like in the on an angle.
Yeah, the wired shelves.
Yeah, they can't hold up everything. So you overload it with hangers and kids' clothing, or you know, you hook stuff to it to try to organize like those shoe bags or shoe hanging shelves.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then you come home one day and everything's on the floor.
Yeah, or you have it on the back of your door.
Right.
I was really amazed when we were starting off and I did my closet. As I mentioned earlier, I took out the reach-in closets, and how much space I gained just by having my little space my wife allowed me to have over our new closets. I was able to have everything in there, and I still have room. So I was really shocked at how much space I was able to maximize the space I had with a design.
Very cool.
Tracy sat down. I kind of did a design that I was real proud of, and then Tracy changed it with my wife, but it turned out really good.
Stop. She changed it.
We made some modifications.
Okay, yeah.
Just a few small ones.
Tracy, I get what you're saying, and I see your side. This is not people's court, okay?
So yeah, I was okay with it.
Hey, I mean, overall, if it works, I guess that's what you want.
I guess it didn't really matter if I was okay with it. That was what we were getting. Oh, and it looks good.
There you go.
Yes.
See?
The boss spoke.
That's, as long as it looks good and it works good.
And she's happy.
And the boss is happy. And by the boss, he means the wife. And that's what matters. 850-437-1620. Here's another question. How long does a consultation usually take?
Well, it depends on how many closets there are. But anywhere usually from about 45 minutes to an hour and a half. Because during that consultation, we want to make sure we get exact measurements.
Okay.
So we can make sure we fit in the process. Would that sound about right?
And we do measure for you. I get that question almost every time. Do I need to supply my own measurements? No, we'll come in and measure for you.
We prefer you not supply us measurements.
You're off by like an inch and a half. It's a game changer.
Yes.
No, I mean, I wouldn't even understand why you would want somebody to do that. Like, you just take the reins. Because if you can't,
That's part of the process. We want to make it easy for you.
Exactly. I love that. 850-437-1620. What is your turnaround time looking like? I know we had this question the other day when we were talking about the shades and the blinds because of materials and there being just kind of a backup these days with everything. So what's a turnaround time?
So generally the turnaround time right now is 8 weeks, which we are quicker than all our competitors, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, before COVID, it was roughly about a week and a half to have it installed. So they're working, the supplier's working on hiring more people. It's one thing to hire them, then you got to train them, getting them trained. But we believe it'll be back down to, you know, a couple weeks, probably, hopefully after the first of the year with all the stuff they're trying to improve on. But we are the quickest, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I love that. I'm listening to you, of course, but I'm looking at your gallery here and you have a lot of options. I think that's one of the things is like when you think getting your closet redone, it can be overwhelming. But just like one of our listeners asked before, what is the difference between just going to Lowe's, trying to do it yourself? When you go and do something like that, it's all different, just standard sizes. Right. And so you bring it back to your house and you're trying to like fit it like Tetris, but it's not always going to completely fit and work well in your closet space. So you're going to have missed opportunities for a functional space or like that you mentioned before, a corner area. And I feel like that would be like the area that's most unused or misused when it comes to a closet.
And installing it correctly. Make sure it's installed correctly. So it doesn't have any accidents or fall.
Oh, yes.
And also go with us, you have a lot more color selections.
Oh.
So you can customize it if you want a little more to pick out certain colors.
Oh, okay. So just, it's not, you can get like everything from white to gray or whatever you want, pink.
Yeah, was there, how many colors are there? 22 roughly or 20? So quite a few colors.
Yeah, solid, and then there's wood grain colors as well.
Excellent. Okay, so I have another question coming in. Very good. 850-437-1620. We have about 4 minutes left here with Inspired Closets. Amanda, Tracy, and Matt are here to answer your questions, so squeeze them on in. 437-1620. What areas do you service? I guess that's on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, pretty much Orange Beach to Rosemary Beach, 30A. And we'll be opening, our plans are over the next year and a half, 2 years, to open up more locations along the coast, showrooms.
Oh, okay. More showrooms for people to walk through. And where is your showroom located?
Right now it's at 3603 North Palafox Street.
Okay.
It's just about, if you get off of I-10 on Fairfield, once you hit Palafox, turn right, it's about 500 yards on your left.
All right. Very good. And what are your hours?
9 to 4, Monday through Thursday, or by appointment. So if those don't meet your needs, you can set up an appointment with one of the designers, or we'll meet you there.
All right. How many designers do y'all have working for you?
Right now we have three.
You have three that are
working
for
you. And then I guess I could be one if needed, but three main designers.
Okay. Oh, you can be a designer too.
Yeah, I can try.
Tracy, are you a designer?
Yes.
You are. And Amanda, you are?
Yes, a designer.
Very cool. So you get to go into people's homes and take a look. And do y'all use like a computer technology to be able to do all of this, or you do it by hand, or how do you usually, what's your favorite?
It's all on the computer.
You do everything digitally these days.
It's all digital.
Very good.
And we can also render it in 3D and kind of show you what your closet's going to look like. So it's nice to look at, so you have a better idea.
Yeah, when you receive the proposal, you can click on it and look at it in 3D and turn it all around. Pretty cool.
Very nifty. That is the what is that show that everybody watched? Oh, Fixer Upper. I'm sorry. How did you forget that? How dare you? I know. I just felt shame wash over me. But yeah, you like get to kind of see.
Yeah.
And so you do that in the final stages in the process of being able to see, hey, this is what it will look like overall when we're all said and finished.
Correct.
Yes.
Very good. Hey, it's 10:57 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. Inspired Closets has been hanging out with us this morning, Amanda, Tracy, and Matt. As we wrap up, is there anything else that you want to share?
Well, if you missed our call the other day with the Shade Company, you can go to your podcast and listen to it and see if there's anything that might pop interest there as well. The main thing is we live in the community. We are part of the community. And we just want the opportunity to earn your business. If you get other quotes from our competitors, we welcome that. As I always mention, that helps show how good we really are.
Yeah.
So.
And then you never know. Matt might become your best friend.
Yes.
And then share all the Fergie-licious stories with
you. That's right.
So is Fergie the only celebrity, or is there more? There's more. I can see by your face there's more, and you can't tell us. It's okay. I won't push it. But that's really cool. And then also to know you have that level of expertise. If you can make Fergie happy, I think you could probably make anybody happy.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen your name on people or whatever it is yet that you messed up their closet. So I think you're good.
Yes, I think so.
I love it. Okay, so any openings this week for appointments for people?
Yeah, if they just call 850-860-6119. I'm sorry. 850-860-6119.
You got
Lisa
it.
Can help schedule an appointment. We have openings.
Okay. 850-860-6119. You can call, get an appointment, walk through the showroom, be able to get a feel for what is offered, and maybe get inspired while you walk through.
Yes.
Very good. Well, you guys, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. I've enjoyed every minute, and you know, maybe you can come make sure I don't have another wire shelf hit me in the head.
Yeah, there you go.
No more minor concussions. Amanda, Tracy, Matt.